Okay. Any question?
No.
What's my question? Where are we? Why do I ask that question? I repeat it, and I don't get tired of repeating it, because what is the main problem that we have now in this universe, this earth we're living in? What is it? Every single day, a lot of people are being killed. What? They are killed in the name of God. So let's go back. And back. Even further. It's always the same, isn't it? We kill each other in the name of religion and belief. And how? By reading this stuff. Let's start from the beginning. We said, what we have to say is not really sayable. There is no language for it. Therefore, we tell the stories because the stories could be expanded and bring the different elements of the meaning in. And the language is always poetic. Why? To provoke the imagination, because that's what it is. Imagination, we talked about it. First day, do you remember? Rumi said, listen, the animals, they live, and maybe some of them, they dream. But imagination and non-existence, we know about it. That's the changes, right? So, the language is complicated, the way of saying it is complicated, it needs to be explained. How do we explain it? No matter what you want, you could take it out of this book. You want the violence? You page this and somebody said, kill the son of a bitch because he's supposed to be killed. This is it, Rumi said. This is what they do with Bible, with Quran, with everything. They even did some violence which was really shock for me. The Buddhists. Somehow from that peaceful explanation bringing out that violence. How? This is the problem. Therefore, I always say, where are we? Because I studied it and I realized that whenever somebody will say that Rumi said this, I will say, where and why? Because it depends where he's talking. First of all, in book 1 and 2, everything is very polite. The language is different after 17 years of teaching. And the subject is different. So he goes to extremes. So what? The point is to know where this conversation comes out. What is the subject? What is the domain of that conversation? Because this silly explanation has been always around. And they could play with it. We don't want to play with this. So I had this problem. I told you about it. One of the points that I tell everyone. So many teachers, they talked about that verse in the beginning of book 2, which is out of the session. And all of them, they explained it to me that, and we said, you want to know this? You should be like us, then you will understand it. Means we understand it. That we, and I didn't like it, because I didn't like a teacher who says,
when you became a teacher, you would know it.
Uh-uh. The teacher's duty is to give it to you now. That's why I go to the teacher. And I know he is a very good teacher. He has been a teacher before Shams comes to, right? So I studied the book again, and I realized that, this is how it goes. He starts from the beginning, he knows to the end what he wants to talk later. And he knows that, that subject, repeatedly you hear it, he said, here, the subject is very complicated and this conversation would be so long, so let it go back to the story. Means what? Means I leave it for someone else when everything is prepared. So I have always that question. Especially in book five, because book five somehow is the trickiest book of this complex. The last one, yes, it's difficult, and everybody knows that you will not get it 100%, because if you get it 100%, you finished it, and it's not like that. But book five is the subject, because in book five, he wants to show you something that you don't like to see. You prefer to turn your head or have some explanation for it. What is the subject here? Bewilderment. Which one of you understand what bewilderment is? The only thing we know about bewilderment is that when you don't understand something, you bewilder. That's the subject of this book. You see how difficult it is to begin with? Then, why? Is this made up, that word is made up to confuse me? No. Bewilderment is there. We understand it. We are the human beings, do you remember? We are not like the animals. We are not just by observation, imagination, and we understand non-existence. Therefore, in this moment especially that we know about the microspace and macrospace to those levels, this is simple. Bewilderment is there. Because this universe is so complicated that no human being could understand its totality, because we don't see the limits. Now we are in the step that we understand these limitations of our observation. We know that we don't see the end of the universe. Not that way. Not even this way. Going to teeny ones, we go deeper and deeper and deeper, there is still something deep. So what? Does that prove that we are stupid? No. There are so many things we don't understand because we understand something. Then we understand that something is like this. This is up to the imagination, right? Non-existence. We know about non-existence. Bewilderment is there. And it's a field to pass. Why? Let's go back. Do you remember why you are here? You are sitting down here to listen and learn the stuff about yourself and your responsibility and the way you should improve yourself, right? This is what the subject is. So, what did we do? We started to tell you that, listen, You're a good fellow. You want to understand everything. Good. First of all, what is your understanding? Your understanding? Are you talking about your brain? That lady, first story, do you remember? You gave everything to your brain? Brain is a part of you, isn't it? It's like your hand. And it has limitations. We talked about it.
I hope one of you will tell me where we talked about it. Do you remember? The beginning of book two, he said, remember, in this universe, everything has a size, a dimension. Do you remember? The ring in the nose of the camel was the example, right? He said it, blah, 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 a long sentence to say that everything in this universe has a size, except the stuff that he gives to us, and if you don't have the taste, you don't get it finished. Talked about it, because there are logical stuff. Okay, we started with logical stuff. Logically, you are an animal. Therefore, you see the skin. You are jealous. You are confused between duty and freedom. You are going around doing silly stuff. And love is a burden in you. But it is imprisoned in you by your merchant. It should come out of you. Then that thinking is alive. You are going around and playing for everyone to please everyone. Hey, wait a minute. The only one you should please, try to please the God. Right? Do you remember? This is book one. So we explained it logically. Then we came to book two. We started to add philosophy to it and about this thinking system, we talked. Then book three, we talked about, okay, that was it. The first lesson was the reality. The second lesson was entrance to this field. And that's it. The rest is you go and learn. You go and learn this, learn that. Hey, that one is no good. That one is a silly subject and so on, right? Then, that was the beginning. Somehow we move towards the end. You start to talk about the unification, unity. Unification within and within we. That unification, right? So we talked about everything, except the thing that we don't know. The thing that we don't know is our problem. It's in non-existence, but we know it's there. Therefore, we always think about it. Especially when the subject...